Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Indeed, look, it's never a dull moment when you're talking about things in space. David, nice that you joined us again. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to be with you. But before we go, let everyone know Thursday night we've got a super moon, big bright moon coming up.
Oh,
all across Australia, big super moon means it'll be a little bit brighter, Peter, and a little bit bigger than normal. And of course, for the fishos, king tide, you might catch a few more fish.
Well, but plenty of them around here, mate. I was I was a little bit put out notice today in the news, and this is something that happened last year that we didn't know about. That a big asteroid, I think something like 10 times more powerful than the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima, got very close to our planet. We didn't know it was coming. What happened?
Yeah, we can't tell. These are called fireballs. They're not actually asteroids.
Right.
They're chunks of asteroids called a meteor. Now, when it shoots through the sky, it's a meteor. When it hits the ground, Pete, it's called a meteorite. I-T-E means small. Nothing unusual about this. I noticed on our news, it's not tonight, the announcer said they're very rare. They're not. They happen all the time. I've seen three of these.
Oh.
This is an amazing object called a fireball. Very slow-moving meteor, getting very, very hot, and they actually burn up. They start to melt and burn up. And that's what we saw. Yes, the amount of power in that, the explosive power is much greater. Much, much greater than the atomic bomb, believe it or not. All told, packed into a little piece of rock, maybe, you know, a couple of metres in diameter. It would have hit the ground somewhere and probably done some damage if it would have hit a major city or a town, but you can't predict them. They just come in whenever they want to.
Shouldn't be concerned.
Well, it's not a case of if we get hit, Pete, by an asteroid that'll wipe us out. It's when. There's been five major extinctions in the Earth's history, Pete, and we can put three of those down to the intervention of a bolide, like an asteroid or a comet. And, of course, the last one was 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs were killed.
Dear listener, don't be disturbed by that. Mate, we lost
Sleep well tonight, Pete.
Mate, we lost the amazing Stephen Hawking not that long ago, and Royal Mint... have decided to honour the man.
What a great tribute. The Royal Mint have now put a coin out, that's an £8 coin, that's how much it cost you, commemorative coin to celebrate the life of Stephen Hawking. Died about a year ago, of course, and best remembered for that book, A Brief History of Time.
Mm.
Very hard to read, easy to read book. but look, the coin itself is becoming a collector's item right now, and the Mint can't keep up with the orders of it. It's not what you think. It's all about black holes, and that's what he was famous for. I would have thought they would have put a hole in a coin.
Yes.
But no, they put a series of spiral circles there, gradually decreasing in size to represent, well, a black hole. I think it's a great tribute to a man who popularized science, who popularized astronomy, pretty much in the same way that Carl Sagan did. And his legacy will live on.
Have you got one? Are you going to get one?
I'd love to get one, Pete.
Yeah?
My birthday's coming up soon, by the way.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us know. Spaced Out with David Renicky. Website that David has got is fantastic, davidrenicky.com.au. Lots of fantastic information on there. Mate, let's see what you've got for us in a fortnight. Look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, Peter.